Now, it's going to be a very busy 2 days on Cable Beach, and the turquoise blue sea will be a sea of purple instead when members of the Fremantle Dockers footy team take to the sand. The Dockers are in Broome for the inaugural Kimberley Nines Carnival. There'll be about 300 students from 12 Kimberley schools playing round-robin modified footy. But as always with football, there's a good cause underlying it: mental health and well-being and positive behaviour choices for youngsters. And the Dockers are supported in this by the club's Purple Hand Foundation and WA Police. Dockers midfielder Bailey Banfield, who made his debut in 2018, is back on his home ground, Cable Beach, for the carnival today and tomorrow. Hello, how are you, Bailey?
Good, thanks. Nice to be here, Vanessa.
Yeah, what exactly is going on at Cable Beach today?
It's really exciting. We've got, as you said, 300 kids coming down. And they get a couple of days off school, I think, and they're coming from all over Kimberley, One Arm Point, Luma, all the Broome schools. So it should be a really fun couple of days. And I know when I was in primary school, I would have loved a day like this to go down to the beach and play footy.
Were you crazy about footy as a little tucker?
Yeah. Started in Auskick. I think we used to be down at St Mary's Oval back in the day, and sort of played ever since.
So having fun and playing sport, those benefits are clear to anybody. What's the other side to this event, Bailey? The focus on well-being and behaviour amongst young people.
Yeah, that's a really big focus of our Purple Hands Foundation, which is a fairly new part of the Dockers, but sort of building the connections to the community. And so these kids will come down, they'll get to meet, or they get to play with all their mates. Hopefully meet some kids from other schools. You get the physical fitness, and everyone knows the benefits that has as well for your mental health and well-being, and being physically active. And then there's sort of the added benefit of the police as well are another partner that are really heavily involved in today's program. So sort of building the connections with them, and that should have some lasting benefit hopefully as well.
Absolutely. Are they swapping the blue uniform for a purple one?
I think they might be today, hopefully.
Oh, lovely stuff. And talk to me a bit more about the involvement of the police. I know that police do a lot of general work in towns and communities right across the state, and they play basketball or they kick the footy with kids, and they're down at the PCYC. But this is a much more formal arrangement with the Kimberley Nines. Tell me a bit more about their work with the Dockers on this.
Yeah, well, I think that's sort of just furthering a lot of the really good work that they're doing already. Making that more personal connection with some of these kids, and being a friendly face and a positive influence on the community. So I think that they're all in the process of or have done community coaching courses so that they can coach community footy, junior footy as well. And it's just another way for them to be able to give back, I think, to the community, and another way to be involved and have a positive influence.
And Bailey, the fun competition starts at about 9:30. What's the day going to look like today?
I think we've got three fields down there at Cable Beach in front of the surf club. So the more people that come down, the merrier. And there will just be a round-robin tournament, is my understanding. And so the kids will all cycle through playing. So there'll be six teams playing at any one time. And then while they're not playing as well, we've got a couple of competitions, like a longest bomb and some stuff like that as well to keep everyone entertained as well.
Sounds like a beautiful day down at the beach, and the weather is absolutely perfect for it, Bailey. Is it nice to be home for you?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll try to get back every year for a couple of weeks. And obviously we've got plenty of family up here. Mum and Dad are up here at the moment, aunties, uncles, cousins, my grandma as well. So,
oh, the mob!
the full clan. So it's nice to come up and see them and see the town as well.
Now, for the first time, we've got the grand final in Perth, the Demons and the Bulldogs. Are you tipping one team over another? Got any thoughts on who might win the premiership, Bailey?
They're both pretty impressive last week, so it's a tough tip at the moment. But if I had to say one, I think the Doggies are looking very strong, and I've got that core experience as well, I think, which might hold them in good stead.
But I guess with the Premiership, anything can happen, really.
Yeah, well, that's the beauty of Grand Final day, and they both had it fairly easy, I think, last weekend. So hopefully it's a bit of a closer game this week, and
yes.
I think it won't be anywhere as easy for either team.
It'll be a terrific game, I hope. Now, there are politics and sponsorship deals and all of that palaver that goes with where the AFL occurs. But over the past 2 years, given that it hasn't been at the MCG, do you think it's possible that we could start having a conversation now about having a grand final outside of Melbourne more often in the future? Or do you think its sacred home is the G? What's your perspective on the location of the AFL final?
Oh, I think the MCG might have something to say about that.
Of course they will.
the boring answer is that I think they've got a fairly long lease on the grand final, which is a little bit unfortunate, because you see what Brisbane was able to do last year, and then Perth this year. I've been to both the games that we've hosted here, and they were both amazing games of footy and put on a really good show. So it is a bit of a shame that that footy is going to go back to Melbourne, but I'm sure once it does and they're at the G next year with 100,000 people, everyone will forget and it'll be pretty awesome again.
Yeah, they'll fall in love with the G all over again, but it's nice to have it in the West, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's a great opportunity for Perth to put themselves out there, and there's people coming from the states that they're able to come to, and I think like all of my mates are super excited to be able to go to a grand final in their home state. It's a once in a lifetime opportunity, so everyone's pretty stoked, I think.
Where are you going to be for it, Bailey?
I should be back in Perth by then, so hopefully be going.
Ah, well, fingers crossed. And it's been great to speak with you this morning ahead of the inaugural Kimberley Nines Carnival at Cable Beach. Have a lot of fun. I think you're going to be exhausted after 2 days of corralling 300 kids.
Yeah, it should be a couple of big days in the sun, but I might have to come home and have a nap, I think.
A little nap in the afternoon sounds a fine idea. Thanks, Bailey.
Thanks, Vanessa. Cheers.
Bailey Banfield back in his home turf of Broome and part of the Dockers Kimberley Nines Carnival. Go down and have a look today. There will be a round robin of 12 schools, 300 kids. It's the inaugural modified football Kimberley Nines Carnival that the Dockers and the Purple Hand Foundation and WA Police are running.